Hi, there we go.
Hang on for the meeting.
There, Brenda.
I am, yes. Everybody just stand for the public work meeting.
Bobby there?
Yep.
Take her over, Bobby.
Can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you.
Okay.
Are you on? I was on, but I'm not sure where he went. Doug is on. Hi, Doug. He's not listening.
Vince?
Vince is on, let me.
Vince's mic is muted.
There. He might have to. Going through the process. I know he was concerned with his connection by internet.
This fun?
Oh, yeah. You there?
This might be the shortest public works meeting we ever have. We can always cross our fingers.
Send you guys updated bid tabs. Change, a real quick change that happened during the corrections committee. That forwarded that along to everybody. Vince, are you there?
Tell him he's on our time.
I'm gonna attack him right now. What's up?
While we're waiting, this is Hilda. Can we get an update, Jack, on what's going on with the cases and?
Hello.
Hello.
Sorry.
Hello.
This is Vince.
This is Vince.
I had to go to my cell phone.
The computer didn't connect.
Okay, I think you're on here twice though, Vince, because I'm getting a lot of feedback.
Okay, I'm gonna turn the computer off.
Right.
Second. Okay,
I'm disconnected from the computer.
Are you all right?
Can you hear me?
I'm still getting a double from you.
Maybe he's got on speaker or something.
Okay, how about? How's that, Brenda?
That's much better.
Okay, let's try it.
I think Bob needs to call the meeting to order.
We all set? Everybody here?
Yes.
Okay, let's call a public works meeting together in order. And you got a roll call or do you need that, Brenda, or what?
The only ones I need to know for sure are, I have a couple call-in users. And I'm assuming that they are Vince's people.
So, Steve Ork at landfill.
Anybody else? I see Doug is on here.
And Lisa Tracy, Public Works is on.
All right. Okay, I think you're ready there.
Okay, Brenda. Is there a motion to March 2nd and March 23rd? Is there a motion? Is there any seconds or, I mean, is there any corrections or errors or anything?
I'll make the motion to accept the minutes, Jeff Horton.
Fred Powder, second.
Second, Tom Ryan.
Okay. Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Highways. Bridge that 119. Vince.
Okay, Bob, if I, if my phone should cut out, I'll call back in. But the first one is County Route 119 Bridge, Canisteo River, Cameron. The first one is to get your approval for an agreement with CNS Engineers to do the construction inspection and the testing of the materials, plus to do the right-of-way eminent domain proceedings. The agreement is for $498,000. The county share is 5%.
Is there a motion?
This is Jeff Horton. Is this in the normal project?
This is part of the normal project. The engineer has
just
three
sure.
inspectors on the job.
I'll second it.
Everything's covered except for 5%. And this doesn't go out to bids, right, Vince? This is you pick the one you feel is the best and you can't look at price.
This is the engineering firm that you have already we have already approved to be the engineer for this project. Now we need an agreement for them. They've already designed it. We've approved that. This is for the agreement for them to inspect the job in the field and to do the materials testing.
All right. Is there any other questions?
Yes, Fred Potter, have one. On the agendas, there's two amounts listed, $462,000. Plus $36,000 for the total of $498,000. Can you explain why the reason for the two separate amounts?
The $462,000 is for the construction inspecting and testing. The $36,000 is for the right-of-way eminent domain proceedings.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Is there any other questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Great.
Okay, now the numbers 2, 3, and 4 under the County Route 119 bridge are for the railroad crossing. Moving the bridge, so we have to have a new railroad crossing built. Number 2 is for an agreement with DOT to fund $640,000 of the total cost of moving the railroad crossing.
Vince, Tom.
Now that's for not doing these all three together. We're doing just two. This is two, right?
This is just number 2 to approve an agreement with DOT to fund $640,000 of the cost.
Can I ask a question, Vince? This is Tom Ryan.
Yes.
Initially, how was it determined to move the bridge in the first place? Who determined that it would be best to change the angle and only because of the additional expense is why I'm asking the question.
When we design a bridge like this, we look at different options. The three different options were to leave it in the same place. Move it, you know, just downstream. Or, and if we left it in the same place, we'd have to build a detour bridge. If we move the bridge, we have to make a railroad crossing. Those two options are almost the same price. Now, we could have, instead of, we could have just blocked the traffic, built it in the same place, and made the traffic go around these long detours. That option would have been about $1.3 million lower cost. But we, the state DOT, who's funding 95% of this, I and Steve Catherman, we made the decision with the engineering firm to move the bridge, primarily to get rid of that sharp curve where there was a triple fatality. So the decision as to where it goes, which design, is between Steve Catherman, me, and state DOT, and the engineering design firm.
So the existing bridge is going to act as the detour bridge while you're building the new one?
Yes, the existing bridge will continue to be used while we build the new bridge right next to it.
Okay.
This is Jen. Just briefly, when there is a fatality or a severe accident on one of our bridges, we're required by law to do a study. And the study showed that there should be changes made. So once we have that information and we know changes need to be made, we have to make those changes to release ourselves from further liability of any sort of accidents at that site. So I think that's what sparked all of this in the beginning, was that road study.
Very good.
Okay. If there's no other questions, we have a motion and second, correct? On this, or don't we?
I think you do.
We do? Okay. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carry. Then we'll move to number three.
Number three is we need another $128,000 to pay for the railroad crossing beyond what the state found for funding. To get that $128,000, we have $80,000 left over in our County Route 22 bridge project, and we have $48,000 in our future bridge project account. We want to transfer those two amounts, which total $128,000, into this project, and that'll take care of completing the funding for the new railroad crossing.
Is there a motion?
Is Aaron Mullen make a motion?
Motion? Somebody?
Aaron Mullen, motion.
Okay, is there a second?
Jeff Horton, right. Second.
Right. One question I have with this, we got to do this, I understand. I've heard talk, I don't know if it'll happen or not, but there's talk that North Fork Southern may add the other track back that they took up, Conrail took up, or somebody did. And if they do that, we shouldn't have to pay for another track for crossing for that other track, should we?
I don't know anything about them adding another track, and I don't know that that's in this design.
I just heard, to me, that it should be their expense, shouldn't be ours. They're not going to add another track now, but I've heard scuttlebutt that they may in time, and you know, a rumor is worth a rumor, you know, may not amount to anything. But to me,
I'll check into that, Bob, and I'll get back to you.
All I want to know is if they ever do add another track, I just want to guarantee that we aren't going to have to help pay for the crossing for the other track. You see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying, and I don't think we would be responsible for paying for that second track.
I don't either, but I'd heard that scuttlebutt that they were thinking about maybe down the road doing that. You know, they took up track, and I guess my question would be if you add the other track back someday, we're not going to have to pay on it. That's all. That was my only concern.
Yeah, and I don't think we would.
Yeah, I agree with you, but you never know. So we have
we'll
a motion.
Keep an eye out for it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any other discussion? If not, all in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, Vince, number four.
Now, number four, so now we've found the money to move the railroad crossing, $640 from the state and $128 from our other funds. So now we want approval to enter an agreement with Norfolk Southern to actually build this railroad crossing, and the agreement is for for $767,305.
Is there a motion?
Fred Potter, I'll move it.
Is there a second?
Tom Ryan, second.
All right. Any discussion? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Carried. Opposed? Carried.
Bob, I do want to say one thing about this County Route 119 project. It's been very complicated. The railroad crossing has made it extra more expensive. New York State DOT has done a great job in finding all this funding so that ours is, you know, 5% or less of this as these costs have increased. And also Steve Katherman and Jennifer Prosek have done a lot of work as this project became more and more complicated. They've done really a great job, and there's still more to be done to get this job started on time and finished on time, but they're doing a great job on it.
Well, I say thank you to them. And it is a huge project. Anytime you deal with the railroads, it becomes nail biting. It's quite a undertaking when you're dealing with the railroads.
Okay. B, County Route 66 Bridge. The DEC, we already awarded the contract. DEC came in and said they want a steel sheet wall driven around the old pier for when we remove it so that we don't allow sediment into the water, into the stream. DEC also said they wanted more soils testing to check to see if there's heavy metals in the soil in the river on the stream bank. So this job is 0% county share. So the first thing to do to adhere to the DEC's directive is to approve an agreement with DOT for the additional funding. $121,000 for the steel cofferdam, $16,000 for the soils testing, for a total of $138,000. $137,000.
Motion.
Is there a motion and a second? Is there a second?
I'll second Jeff Horton.
All right. Now, is this steel that they're going to drive in the ground, does that stay there permanently, Vince?
No, that'll come out because they'll drive it. It'll be a ring around the pier. They'll remove the old pier. Then they'll remove the steel sheeting. The new bridge won't have a pier in the river.
Okay. Okay. All right. We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried.
Okay, now we found the funding for it, and we want to issue an order on contract to Twin Tier Construction to adhere to the DEC directive for a steel cofferdam, and that change order would be $121,000.
Is there a motion?
I'll move it. I'm Ryan.
A second?
Fred Potter, second.
All right. Now, this here is paid for 100% by the state, right?
That's correct, Bob.
Okay. All right. Any other questions? If none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay, the second part. The second part of the DEC directive is to do soils testing. And we would like approval with an agreement with Popley Engineers to do the soils testing for $15,403.
Is there a motion? Is there a motion from the committee?
Aaron Mullen, motion.
Is there a second?
I don't know who
seconded it.
Tom Ryan. Okay.
All right. Any discussion? If not, all in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried.
Okay. Number 3C, intermunicipal agreements with cities, towns, and villages to haul equipment. In the past, we haul equipment with our lowboys for the towns and the villages. Very few of them have a lowboy. Apparently, the insurance company is now requiring an interval agreement in place specifically hauling of equipment. Jennifer, is there something you want to add to this as far as getting approval for this?
Well, it's just real quick, as opposed to it being a shared service, Scott Sprague and I spoke with our new broker, and they said that they would prefer, because it falls under the auto policy, that we enter into intermunicipal agreements so they could put it on the auto policies, and then we come up with a process on who loads it and things of that nature in an intermunicipal agreement, so it's all spelled out very clearly who's loading, who's tying it down, things of that nature.
I'll make the motion. Jeff Horton.
Is there a second? You, Fred?
Yes.
Okay. All right. If there's any other questions, if not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Number 3D. Yep. More road gravel pit payments assigned to the new owner. We have a contract with Dennis Gregg of Bath Sand and Gravel to buy gravel for $3 a ton. Since we entered into that contract, it was a bid. Gregg sold the gravel pit to Wilkins. Now, because of their agreement between the two of them, they want us to pay 50 cents a ton to Gregg and $2.50 a ton to Wilkins for the total of $3 a ton. It isn't any more money for us, but it's a legal thing. And Jennifer, do you want to finish this one out?
Yeah, we're just trying to capture the agreement between the two entities so that we can assign the $250 to Wilkins that was originally to bath sand and gravel so we can get it paid in a vendor ID and have Wilkins assume indemnification clauses. So us being on his property as opposed to being on Dennis Gregg still covers us.
Okay, is there a motion?
Aaron Mullen.
Motion.
Is there a second? Okay. Jeff, second. Yep. Any other discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We got some...
Bob, I had one comment on that. Jennifer, is it necessary for us to put in the minutes Scott Wilkins of Wilkins Dairy Farm, DBA Roscoe Holdings, or is it okay that they, is the way they did it?
That's okay. With the assignment, has it written all ways so that we could identify him, but that's good for the record, Vince. We're good.
Okay, thanks. Okay, Bob, you want to do the bids now?
Yep. Hey, Bob, this is Gary Swackhammer.
Yeah, Gary.
Yes.
I just wanted to ask Vincent, what happened with that contract for the land next to the landfill?
That the small piece of property down by Route 15?
Yeah.
Jennifer, do you want to, I don't know what I should be saying there. Do you want to go ahead and answer that?
That's probably executive session material.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll ask them later.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now, on the bids here we have, before we get into them, there's one bid here to try to save some money. Because of the circumstances, we're considering not doing the washing the bridges this year. What's the committee think?
What's the downside?
The downside is we'll be on it for a year.
We could, this is Vince, the county manager, has requested us to look for places to save money. In the washing of bridges, we could go a year, not wash them. I'll just put together a county crew to wash the surfaces, the decks, the driving surface, and not do the beams. Let it go a year. I think we can do that without significant damage. It's not something you want to fall into a routine of doing, because if you let go of maintenance, then the costs skyrocket in construction. But I think we could do that this year, and then we could take $300,000 off the county DPW expense side.
Fred Potter question.
Yes.
Are we good? Next year is going to be a tight budget year. We know that. And it'll be harder to put that money back in next year and spend it this year.
So the money from a budget to budget, the money would still be in there. So when we carry over and start the budget, your money would still be in there. So, it would just be a matter of not spending it this year.
I see.
Carryover.
It would just be give us some extra money for a carryover, I assume, Jack.
Obviously, what we're looking at is a drop of sales tax. So, I've tasked and Chris has tasked departments to look at areas where they could have a savings in this current budget year. So yeah, it would just it would just help plug the gaps in revenue with less expense.
Yes. It would still be in the budget for next year.
It would right. It would still be in your base budget for next year unless Vince proposed to take it out. Unless I took it out, which I wouldn't before we talked with you folks as a committee or finance or as a legislature. So in your base budget, it would be in there, yes.
Another comment. If we lose sales tax revenue, and that's money that's not going to be there in terms of a cash forward, if you will, unexpended cash forward, where's this going to help us? Because we're still going to have to come up with that money next year.
So the goal is to just address the current problem. So reduce expenses, offset the reduced revenues where we can. Obviously, there's some places that we can't. Next year, you know, hopefully this is behind us by the time we're developing our budget and the revenues and sales tax starts bouncing back so that, you know, we can go forward with that. We'll have much better projections at that time. This is just a matter of this is one area that Vince and his crew have identified that they could live without to help us you know, offset the loss of revenue.
This would be a project that next year would have to be done. We'd have to skip, if we need to skip something next year, it would have to be something different than this because we'll have to launch the bridge.
Agreed.
Yeah. Bob, can you hear me? I was disconnected. Am I back on?
Yes. Back on, Vince.
Okay. Yeah, this is something that it would be important to do next year. We'll do part of it this year with our crews, but it's very important to do it next year.
Didn't we buy a fire truck a few years ago to wash the upper deck or something? Didn't we? I thought we bought an old fire truck or something for power washing.
As best as I can remember, it seems as if years ago we bought an old fire truck, but
yeah,
it really didn't work out to do the job right. Now maybe. I'm just not sure of that, but I don't think we have that anymore. If we did have it, it would be all right to wash off the driving surface, but not to get underneath for the beams.
I think we're going back a long ways, Vince, on that one.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was bought and maybe put in the auction.
That probably went to the scrap pile.
Bought in the 80s
for the auction.
All right. So, is there a motion to move that, to not award that bid for power washing the bridges?
Fred Potter, motion.
We want to do that. And we'll go down through the bids. But if this is one we want to take out,
this is Aaron Mullen.
Aaron.
I was wondering if. We have several bridges that are on salt heavier roads. Maybe we should still do. I know that maybe like County Route 70A, I think a lot of our roads, we put a lot more sand on, don't we? But where we have bridges that get a lot of salt, maybe we should consider just doing those ones.
I don't know, Vince?
Aaron, I think we'll be all right to go 1 year to ask the contractor now to come in and just do a few bridges. It would be changing the contract so much that it would make a different bid. I think it'd be cleaner just to reject it. But the point is good. Some roads we use a lot of salt, others not so much. But I think we'll be all right to let it go this year.
Okay.
Okay, is there a motion to reject that bid? for bridge cleaning and washing. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion anymore? If not, all in favor of removing that one? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, Vince, we'll go back to the start with bid number A.
Can I interrupt for a second? This is Aaron Mullen.
Yeah.
Are we going to need an executive session? Because Brenda will need to get a code out. I know Gary sounded like maybe we'd need one.
I don't know.
That's up to you. That was, if there are no more questions, I would say probably not. Vince sent an email, or I believe Jen sent an email to everyone about that issue. If that's your only, I mean, you certainly can, but if that's the only issue, I think we could handle it otherwise.
Yeah, if anybody wants to email me in response to the email I sent or give me a call, I'm here so we could talk about that off the record if anybody had follow-up questions.
Okay. With that then, let's, if everybody's okay with it, let's proceed with the bids then, Vince.
Okay, Bob,
all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Now let's go on with the other bids.
Bob, if it's all right with you, I'll just go right through from one bid to the next, and you can vote them on all of them, or do you?
We'll have a motion on all of them at the end. Yes. Go from one to the other.
Okay. Okay, the chip spreader, this is the same price as we received last time. This is a rebid. It's a good machine. It's $317,010 to Tracy Road Equipment. I want to say that Doug Rapley, Jerry Miller, and Sprague got $59,250. On insurance from our damaged machine to help pay for this. So I'd recommend this one to Tracy Road Equipment. The next one is our Blacktop Projects.
Question on that one?
Yes.
Yep. Wasn't that the one that we thought we were going to get a better bid on? That we didn't bid last year, didn't we reject it?
We did reject it, I think, last month or the month before, primarily to see if we could get there was another machine out there, another make, that's even a much better machine than the bid we had. As it turned out, we got the same price and the same machine. It didn't turn out exactly the way I wanted, but it's a good machine, and I'd recommend awarding it. The same price as last time.
All right.
Okay.
Any other questions? If not, okay, Vince.
The next one is the asphalt concrete. These are our blacktop projects. The 39 miles of road that we're going to blacktop, the price is up 6% from last year. What we're hoping for is there is a price adjustment if the oil price goes up or goes down. Now, there's reports that crude oil could go down to $20 to $35 a gallon. If that does, we'll spend less than what's shown here. But as the price is shown, Dolomite's a good contractor. It's up 6%, would award it to Dolomite for $3,098.35. The next one is the recycling. This is where the machine goes down and takes the existing blacktop, which has some cracking, grinds it, adds oil and aggregate, rolls it, and it's like new blacktop. This bid is becoming a problem. The price is up 40% in 2 years. Now, again, we're looking to see if in the end we pay a lot less because the crude oil price is going down. We're also looking into some other way to substitute for this process, maybe blacktop more jobs or use our grinder. But as of now, this is the best we can do on the recycling, and I would recommend awarding it to Suco for $1,639,344.73. This has been a problem throughout the state. The recycling bids have been going up quite rapidly and quite high. The next one, Cutting Edge, we'd like to postpone until next month. The crushed limestone, this is for when we chip seal the roads. The price is about the same as last year. I'd like to award it to Dolomite. You rejected the bridge washing. Geotextile, this is for, it's a geotextile. Primarily we use it behind the bridge abutments to drain water. There's about a 14% increase from last year, but I think this is the best we can do. I'd recommend awarding it to Chemung Supply. Trucking stone fill, the top part of it, of the bid, is to haul with triaxles, and recommend awarding to all bidders except Sick Brothers. They're rejected because they didn't put the proper bid bond in. The bottom part of it, only one bidder award that to DeGin. This is the bid that Jeff Parker requested because we're having trouble finding trucks. The next one's the grinder teeth. This is for our big grinder. The big item there is the grinder teeth, $4.65 each. That's up about 30 cents in 2 years. I'd recommend awarding that to Monroe Tractor. Asphalt milling is, it's a special milling machine that will grind the blacktop, put it in a conveyor belt, drop it right into our trucks. We only use about 5 days a year. This price has actually dropped about $100 a day since 2019. Can you still hear me, Bob?
Yep, I hear you, Vince.
Okay, so I'd recommend awarding to all bidders. Oxygen and acetylene, one bidder. The price was $2,400 4 years ago. This one's $3,471.79. I'd recommend awarding to Bradley Supply. Waste oil. When we drain the oil out of the equipment, we call people to come in and take it to recycle it. I would recommend awarding to both Safety, Clean, and Environmental Service. We used Environmental Service. They're the ones that are usually available. Their price has gone up from $8,400 to a total of $11,550 in 4 years. So that's a good price. I'd recommend awarding to both of them. Asphalt Concrete FOB, this is where we send our trucks to the blacktop plants just to buy the material. Now on this one, there's been a 4% drop over a year. Again, it doesn't correlate with what happened with the asphalt projects and the recycling, but I would recommend awarding to all bidders on the FOB. Crane services, we make box culverts in the winter in our bridge shop. This is for the cranes to set them in place. On our 165-ton crane, it's gone up from, what, 715 to 725. These bids are good. Multiple award, very little price increase. Crane services, general services. Again, when we build the 5 or 6 bridges a year with our crews, we see with these cranes. These prices have only gone up from about $7.15 to $7.25 an hour for the cranes that we use most of the time. So I'd recommend awarding to all of them. Those bidders, vegetation control, we spray along the guide rail and at the stop signs to keep the brush and grass from growing. Chase Enterprises is willing to extend. This is a price they gave us in 2017. They're willing to hold it for 2020, the $50,400. I'd recommend extending it to them. And the last one is the one is an extension on the bottled water that we use in the shops, drinking water. This was a 2018 price. They're willing to extend it to 2020. Let's see, who is the B&B water? So I'd recommend extending it to them. And that's it. If you have any questions.
Is there any questions on any of the bids?
This is Jeff Horton. Jeff Horton, Vince, I have one question. On the vegetation control, where they're willing to extend it for a year, so is it 1 year at the $16,800, or is they actually extending it for another 3 year total?
This is just a 1 year extension.
Okay.
So yeah, okay, that's a good point. I see now. It's the option A, perform roadside treatment to guide rail and stop signs, plus our two lots. So it would be option A, extend the 2019 price of
$15,800. Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? If not, is there a motion to accept the bids?
I'll move, Tom Ryan.
Is there a second?
Second,
Aaron Mullen. I had a question too, Bob.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah. Are we, and it might be more for Jennifer, but I just was kind of curious on our liability on some of these bigger jobs, like where we asphalt in place with dolomite. If we can't have equipment in place or the roads lined up due to slowdowns, if we're not able to pay them for all those, to do all those jobs, is there going to be language in these contracts that's per job or something like that?
Jen, let me, excuse me. We have, this is Vince. The contracts include a clause that all projects are not guaranteed. The quantity is not guaranteed. There's been a few years in the past well, we didn't have enough, ended up not having enough money, and we deleted certain projects. That's within the contract language that we have with.
Yeah, we incorporate the bid terms and the proposals into the contract so we don't lose those on these. We also have the catch-all of the termination clause. We could cancel any contract with 30 days notice. So I think we have, you know, a backup to that plan as well.
That's a good question, because sometimes you run out of money, a project costs more or whatever happens, and we may not get to all of our projects this year. That's a real possibility.
Bob, I'd like to say one more thing on that. These projects are all within a schedule that I've prepared based on receiving this some extra that we hadn't had in our original budget, like extreme winter recovery money, for example. Now, we have been told that money, and this is as recently as last week. However, we're going to have to keep a close watch on it. If we see that we're not getting that money, then I'm going to have to stop some of these projects. It's something we're just going to have to day by day, week by week, as far as what funding we're actually getting from the state, and then make adjustments to these contracts and the work we're going to do.
Yeah, that's very true. We don't know what this budget's going to come out at from the state. We don't have the money. We can't spend it.
Yep.
Is there anything else for this meet? Have we voted on the bids? I keep thinking on something else, but.
No, we
got a motion and a second. We have a motion and a second. Did we vote? We did.
No.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Is there anything else for the Public Works meeting, Vince?
I don't have anything.
Does anybody else have anything? Not, is there a motion to adjourn?
Mullen moves to adjourn.
Patterson.
And we have a second. I see Fred said it. I don't know if another one did or not. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? We're adjourned. Thank you for everyone being at the Public Works meeting by video.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.